Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Anthony Johnson, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. Let's get right into it. I'm glad that you're back and tuning in. As always, I am grateful for your support. This evening's episode is entitled The RNC, the RNC Convention, Lies, Fear, and Doom. But before I get started with this evening's episode, I want to say this. He was Jackie Robinson. He was James Brown. He was Thurgood Marshall. He was Black Panther, T'Challa, King, and Protector of Wakanda. Chadwick Boseman recently died after a long battle with colon cancer. He was just 43 years of age. Chadwick Boseman was not just another actor. He was so much more. And through his pain, with quiet dignity, he gave an ethnic group a hero never seen in Hollywood, a Black man saving a planet instead of playing the sidekick buffoon. Rest in peace, Mr. Boseman. Wakanda forever. The National Convention for both the Republican and the Democratic parties are always highly produced, what I look call infomercials. We've all seen those infomercials, long-winded commercials. 2-3 o'clock in the morning, normally after you staggered in from hanging out with your friends, clubbing all night. They're designed to promote and spin the party's respective agendas. But the level of incorrect information presented at this year's RNC was extreme by any standard. Look. The fact checkers, and I consider myself a fact checker, both parties, both conventions, they will lie. You know, it's one of those things, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in my household when growing up as a kid, you couldn't lie because, you know, my parents could debunk the lie very quick. And when they did, you got in trouble twice. One, because you lied. But the other reason why is because you told a stupid lie. My parents used to say, you don't lie in this house whatsoever. But boy, if you can do a good lie, a lie that's going to require your father and I or your mother and I to really do some research, you're still in trouble. But not as bad as it would be if you told a stupid lie and that we can debunk it within our sleep. Excuse me. That's what the RNC does. And unfortunately, that's what the Republican Party does. They tell stupid lies, lies that are so apparent that you don't even have to waste time fact-checking it. Because, like, that's an out-and-out lie. The Republican National Convention was filled with dishonesty. From the highest profile guests to lines in the prepared text of everyday citizens invited to speak. Speakers widely exaggerated claims about the coronavirus pandemic, the economy, President Donald Trump's policies, and those of his 2020 Democratic rival, Joe Biden. In lieu of policy proposals of their own, the Republicans offered misleading and false attacks on the Democrats, combined with misleading and false defenses of Trump's egregious record. Not so long ago, a week ago, when the Democrats had done theirs, the rallying cry for the Republicans was this. They didn't offer any policies. Friends of mine who are Republicans, you know, most of them don't support Trump, but they love their Republican Party, says me. Where was the Democrat policy. First of all, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a progressive, but that's another day and another time. They said, well, where was the Democrat policy? Now, next week when the RNC come up there, we're going to show you how it's done. Yeah. All they presented was lies, fear, and doom. Lies, fear, and doom. Not one person, including your president, Donald Trump, not one of them had a clear, concrete policy. So it goes back to what I said in the opening statement. Both political parties lie. One political party, you got to sit down and put some research in. You know, you got to, open up the books. You got to get on Google. You got to read some scholarly journals. The other one you can read, you can find out their lies by reading one of Curious George's books. The convention continued to make America less safe by stoking the kind of racialized fear and resentment that too often breaks out in violence. A 17-year-old Trump fan was arrested for allegedly shooting three people. Two of them at Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. What could have motivated, that man, Kyle Rittenhouse, to grab an assault rifle and take the law into his own hands? Perhaps he's been listening to Republican leaders who warn, as Representative Jim Jordan, a Republican of Ohio, did on Monday night, that Democrat-run cities are being overwhelmed by crime, violence, and mob rule. Indeed, one of the president's most influential defenders, Tucker Carlson of Fox, rationalized Rittenhouse's alleged shooting spree on his Fox News show. How shocked are we, quote, he said, that 17-year-olds with rifles decided that they had to maintain order when no one else would. You see what we're living in? Had this been a supporter of Obama when he was president that went out and did this, they would have bought those two individuals that were shot. I'm sorry, two of those two dead bodies. They'd have literally bought them and placed them on the step of the White House when Obama was president. But we just live in a country now, ladies and gentlemen, where Donald Trump can do whatever he wants. And people will support him. Not just his ardent drinking the Jim Jones Kool-Aid supporters. I'm talking about so-called independent thinkers. Because keep this in mind. That coveted independent vote that Democrats and Republicans go after all the time, yeah, they turned out in large numbers for Donald Trump. Large numbers and voted for Donald Trump. So what's to say they won't do it again? Indeed, one of the president's, a Republican congressman, aide aptly summed up the party on display this week by saying, quote, owning the libs and pissing off the media. That's what we believe in now. There's really not much more to it. So the very group of people that's saying that the Democrats and the radical left, they talk about the progressives, that's causing all this havoc, is because we're stoking the embers of hate. We're stoking the embers of mob rule. No, we're not. We're not. The Republican Party is doing it. And boy, when you have the President of the United States, the bully pulpit, the greatest bully pulpit in the world, who stokes this racism, and has always stoked this racism. With my letter last week entitled Dear America, I talked about this. And I thought I talked about it clearly, succinctly, that Donald Trump has always been a racist. We always saw that he was racist. All he did was become president where it was illuminated of his racism. And he has not disappointed the races out here. We have a large population of races in this country, pure and simple. Always have, and sadly, always will. Other inaccuracies involve basic eighth grade historical facts, including misquoting Abraham Lincoln, misidentifying who signed the Declaration of Independence. Ladies and gentlemen, here are some of the notable falsehood and misleading statements from the four-day political event of the RNC. Biden and the press, Democrats. Trump and other Republicans kept repeating a series of claims on Democratic nominee Joe Biden's record and policies that were demonstrably untrue. For one, abolish the suburbs. This is what they said. Quote, they want to abolish the suburbs altogether by ending single-family home zoning. Patricia McCloskey, with her husband, Mark, who spoke on the night from St. Louis. Remember, they're the ones that pointed, the guns came out of their house and started pointing guns at the peaceful protesters. Nobody was saying anything to them. They were just walking by. They came out brandishing guns. Those were people that they asked, that the RNC asked to speak on convention night. But here's the facts. Democrats do not want to abolish suburbs nor end single home zoning. Democratic President nominee Joe Biden has offered no policies of the sort. McCloskey appears to take aim at a 2015 Obama-era housing initiative, which also does not abolish suburbs. What is meant to address is the pattern of racial segregation and work to correct them, which the Trump administration just overturned 2 weeks ago. So when you invite two individuals who should be in jail right now, say that a Joe Biden presidency will eliminate the suburbs, what they're saying is that they don't want people of color living in these suburbs. They don't want people of color living in these suburbs. They don't care how much money you make. They don't care that you're a doctor, a lawyer, entrepreneur, athlete, nothing. They don't want you there. Their attitude is we want to keep this area white. So any type of issues where, like Obama said, listen, this is just pure racism. Housing discrimination is still prevalent in this country, and I'm going to address it. And he did. 2 weeks ago, Trump overturned it. Basically told white people, all is well. I got rid of that low-income housing foolishness. All is well. Enjoy your communities again. Another lie was defund the police. This is what was said. Democrats, quote, Democrats want to defund the police, according to Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary Mitch McConnell, the RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, and several other speakers, including Donald Trump. But here are the facts. Biden does not support defunding the police and has repeatedly refuted these kinds of claims. It's also not included in the official Democratic Party platform. Biden's plan would actually increase budgets for some departments choosing to enact reform, offering up to $300 million in federal incentives. What he is saying is that, no, not only do I not want to defund the police, I want them to continue to get their money, but what I do want, I want to give them incentives. If they sit down and create legislative reforms that have been in place since 1852, that's the equivalent of 168 years, that's when the police was first established, I'm willing to give you $300 million in incentives. Some progressives within the party, however, have made calls to do so, though they disagree over the broader meaning of how much the slogan means, reform versus actual diminishing budgets. Let me tell you right now, I believe in defunding the police. And hear me out. I've already written, produced my legislation on police reform. But here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying take any money away from them. I'm saying basically with Joe Biden saying, but I've just taken it a step further. You don't get any extra money until you put in comprehensive police reforms Stop killing innocent black and brown people. You don't do that, then you don't get additional funding. So when you say, well, we need additional funding for firearms, why? Shoot more black and brown people? Nah, that's okay. Oh, we need more funding so we can buy more SUVs. Why? To crash into black and brown people's houses when they sleep, and then 9 out of 10 times you're crashing into the wrong damn house? Nah. You don't get any extra money. You don't get any extra incentive. Then we actually bring in the federal government and say, what else can we do? Because the bottom line is we have to bring about clear change with the police departments in this country, the unions. They don't give a damn. They're killing innocent black and brown people. Notice, and I said this too, black and brown people, we don't talk about when police go out and shoot and sometimes have to kill criminals. We don't give a damn how what color they are. You're in our communities causing havoc and bringing about pain and despair on our communities, and the cops come in and do their job. We're like, hey, great job. Our number one concern is that you're killing innocent black and brown people. That's what we have a concern with. That's what we have an issue with. But we've had that issue since 1852. 168 years later, here we are again. Fixing the Veterans Administration, here was another lie. What was said? We also passed, quote, we also passed the Virginia Accountability and Virginia Choice, I mean VA Choice. Our great veterans were taken care of. We're taking care of our veterans. 91% approval rating this month. The VA given by our veterans. First time anything like this has happened. This is what President Trump said in his acceptance speech. That's a lie. That's a lie. Even Republicans have said that's a lie. Then President Obama signed the VA Choice in 2014. This has been well documented by Trump repeatedly, but Trump repeatedly takes credit for it. Number four, misquoting Abraham Lincoln. Gee whiz. You have to be some type of special person if you're misquoting Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln gave some of the most stirring words of all time. But ladies and gentlemen, if you look at president's speeches, his was probably the most generic. Abraham Lincoln's speeches was written on the 10th grade level. And you may say, well, Don, that's been very insulting, Anthony. You know it's not. The Wall Street Journal was written on the 10th grade level. And sadly, most people in America don't understand what's in the Wall Street Journal. And that's on the 10th grade level. So for you to get Abraham Lincoln's speech wrong, you have to be some special idiot. What was said? Abraham Lincoln once famously said, quote, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Laura Trump, President Donald Trump's daughter-in-law and campaign advisor who spoke on night three. Here are the facts. Lincoln never said that. The made-up quote has been widely shared online, even by Trump himself. Every historian, from a Nobel laureate to New York best-selling Times presidential historian to street rock at 30th and Lehigh, all have said Abraham Lincoln never said it. Here was something else they lied about. James Madison was just 25 years old when he signed the Declaration of Independence. Madison Cawthorn, Republican candidate for North Carolina's 11th congressional district, who spoke on night three. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, James Madison did not sign the Declaration of Independence. Yet he was 25 years old in 1776. James Madison was not only a very good president, he's called the father. He's called the father of the Constitution. That's what he's done. That's what he created. Finally, the coronavirus. President Trump repeated several falsehoods claiming on the pandemic during his acceptance speech. What he said was, we've developed from scratch the largest and most advanced testing system in the world, Trump said Thursday night. Trump basically said all the. So here's another one. Trump hasn't done much of anything with regards to coronavirus. Most of the people that spoke at the RNC didn't even mention the pandemic. Or those who did mention it, they mentioned it like it had come and gone. Like, whoo, man, that pandemic was tough. I'm so glad we stuck with it and got it out the way. They keep talking about testing. Oh, we're testing, we're testing, we're testing. We're the number, we lead the world in testing. You know, that's why we have all these coronavirus cases. How idiotic is that statement? That's like saying if we stop testing people for AIDS and cancer, then our numbers will go low, right? That's basically in an alternate universe. So stop the testing. There are over 320 million Americans in this country, and we're up about, what, 55 million? That's nothing. And then they keep saying, well, Europe is not doing it. Yeah, Europe is not testing anymore. Why? Because their coronaviruses have flatlined. That means the cases are null and void now. Many of the countries' cases are non-existent. You know, in the last month or so, some countries have had maybe three cases. So they don't have to test everybody now. America should have done this. We make up 4% of the world's population and 23.5% of the cases and deaths of the coronavirus. Here's another thing that Donald Trump and his minions have been pushing too. They've been saying, look, all the violence that's been going on in America is the result of Democratic mayor-run cities who are letting these people do whatever. And listen, it is true to a certain extent that violence in some of the cities are headed by Democratic officials. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what Donald Trump is saying, again, that's something that, you know, the casual reader would know. But once again, here's what he's not telling you. The following states share a common theme: South Bend, Indiana; Kansas City; Chattanooga, Tennessee; Wilmington, North Carolina. What do they have in common, ladies and gentlemen? They are led by Republicans who represent cities with murder rates that are more than triple the national average. As I said earlier, my parents didn't like a liar. But one thing that they loathed worse than the liar was a liar who they told lies that they can debunk. Trump and those individuals at the RNC told the type of lies that a sixth grader would debunk. So here we are again. And what the RNC did before Hateful Night is that they sold the seeds of fear and doom. Lies, fear, and doom. Lies, fear, and doom. Lies, fear, and doom. That if Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris are elected, oh, the sky will be falling. Oh, the, you know, they said that if Biden wins, there's going to be high unemployment in this country. There's going to be high poverty in this country. There's going to be racial unrest and violence in the streets. There's going to be a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, infecting millions and killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. That doesn't sound like a Biden presidency, but it definitely sounds like what's happening right now in America under a Trump presidency. Look, once again, we are in the midst of an election. And once again, you have to, all of us have to decide, not just you, but myself, all of us have to decide. Do we stay the course? Because if you stay the course, then you're saying Trump gets elected, no big deal. Everything continues, right? You continue to move forward. Are you really willing to take that chance? This is a man who has sowed the seed of hate in this country. We are more divided in this country than probably, I'm not saying definitively, but probably since the Civil Rights Movement. So ask yourself, do you want another 4 years of this? Because he has basically ran a monarchical presidency, basically pissing on the Constitution, doing whatever it is he wants. And then he has the Republican Party who's giving him a blank check, basically saying, do whatever you want. We're not going to interfere. Do what you please. America is yours. You think that you don't have skin in this game? You say, oh, well, I have a good job and my family's doing well. For how long? For how long? No, I'm not going to sit here and bring doom and gloom. I'm not doing that. That's not me. I wasn't made that way. I'm asking you to look at what's in front of you right now. We're facing a pandemic that's wiping out Americans. 900 to 1,000 people a day are dying. Hundreds of thousands are getting infected every single day. You might be one of them. When's the last time you had a COVID? Have you ever had one? Are you buying into the rhetoric like, oh, yeah, you're right, that Trump is right, people are testing too much? Wouldn't you want to know? Wouldn't you want to know if you're sick or not? Do you want America to continue this path that it's on? Because I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, this is not doom and gloom and lies and stuff. I'm telling you that if you think the racial strife in America is bad now, it's only going to get worse. Because you don't have leadership on one side that says, we can't have this. You don't have a president to say, we can't have this. We got to come together. Black, white, Asian, Native American, Latino. I don't care what, I don't care about your religious belief, your sexual orientation, the color of your skin. We got to come together. We're losing this war with the pandemic. We're losing. Our economy is suffering. Our mental stability is suffering. We are suffering. And all we have is one party that is sowing the seeds of doom, gloom, and lies. Are you not tired of this? Do you still think your vote doesn't matter? Talk to me in 4 years if this man is reelected. And then tell me if your vote didn't matter. Oh, Anthony, I didn't vote because it didn't matter. I end this show with this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. Jacob Blake from Kenosha, Wisconsin, was shot multiple times while his kids were in the car. But people love to say police are misunderstood, stressed, and overworked. Innocent black people and people of color are stressed, misunderstood, and are dying at the hands of police who truly don't believe that black lives matter. I'm sick and tired of hearing what did innocent, unarmed, law-abiding black people do to make the police to murder them. If you're asking that inappropriate and bona fide racist question, it merely highlights your ignorance that you never believe that all lives matter. If you have 100 bad cops and 1,500 good cops, but the 1,500 good cops stay silent while 100 bad cops murder and violate the basic rights of innocent black people and brown people, then the 100 bad cops become the example of the police force. I'm no longer demanding justice for this for the innocent black person and person of color, or justice for the innocent black person or the person of color, until I see actual justice being done for all innocent people, black people, and people of color. Good night.